We're here on 1410 KGRN. The high school basketball season is starting soon, but we have big news in Montezuma, of course. We knew that she was going to be a future Iowa Hawkeye, but on National Letter of Intent Day on Wednesday, she signed as an official member of the Iowa Hawkeyes. Shatia Wettering with us here on 1410 KGRN. And Shatia, how's it feel to finally put your name on the piece of paper, sign your name, put it in ink, and you'll be a Hawkeye soon?
Well, it felt amazing. It was just like the whole community was behind me and my whole family was there. And it was just a great feeling to know you have that whole community support behind you. And it was overall just an amazing feeling.
It's sort of, you know, it must be a whirlwind tour here for you. I mean, you signed or pretty much intended to be a Hawkeye a couple of years earlier as a sophomore. And now officially signed here. What has this process been like for you since you announced a couple years ago that you were going to play for the Hawks?
The process started them introduced myself to them or whatever. And it was just like in anticipation of I knew I'd be signing eventually. And it was just that feeling of, to like today, it was like, oh my gosh, like it's actually happening since it was so long ago, like two and a half years ago. But I've always had the feeling of I was a Hawkeye and I was meant to be, so.
Shatia, I mean, obviously you've been thinking about becoming a Hawkeye for a while, but even before then, what does it mean that, you know, your dream of being an Iowa Hawkeye and now this opportunity, it's got to be pretty neat.
Yeah, even since I was a little kid, I've always wanted to play college ball. It's always been a huge dream of mine since I was little. I'd go to some Iowa State and Iowa games, and when I got older, I really loved the Iowa team and Lisa Bluter. I've been to some of their games before, and it was just, I just loved the environment, and I went to AAU basketball, and I just worked my tail off, and I was so thankful to receive an offer from them, and it was just an overall amazing experience.
What has it been like meeting Lisa Bluter? Any advice from her? What's it been like kind of getting to know her a little bit?
Oh, she's absolutely amazing. I love her. I mean, it would be amazing for her to coach me and just to get that inside, like, personally, what I could do better. And just, she's amazing. Like, the team's amazing. It's everything I ever dreamed of.
Right. Well, the recruiting class also, it seems like you're going to be part of a very good recruiting class led by yourself and then Caitlin Clark from Dowling, who is listed as a five-star recruit by many recruiting services. I don't know if you know her or got a chance to talk to her, but what's that like to go in with her and some other pretty good special players?
Oh, yes. I love Caitlin. I played with her in AAU. We won nationals together at the Nike tournament. She's an amazing player to play with, and just like even like her up-court passes to me are just amazing, and she's such a good player and such a good person, and I'm really looking forward to it. And we had Lauren Jensen and Sharon Goodman, and I've been actually spending time with them, and I love them to death, and we're all so excited to be up for Iowa this next season.
Yeah, well, that's great bonding there for that freshman class. What do you think about the talent that's there already? It seems like they're kind of senior-laden this year, but there's also a lot of young talent on that Hawkeye team. So when you get there next year, it seems like there's going to be a lot of, you know, freshmen and sophomore and really young talent that they've had.
Yeah, it'll definitely be a young team, and I was putting like a new offense, the 4-1 offense, out of that 3-2 offense, and I think it'll really work good for the incoming classes, just because we've recognized that and we've been doing that for AAU and for school ball kind of thing. So I say we're all really ready for it and excited.
Do you anticipate to be redshirted? Maybe get a chance to. Has that been determined yet?
I'm not sure, but I'll be willing to do whatever they need me to do, and I'm just excited to be up there with the girls. So,
yeah. Well, now, it's so early on that.
Yeah.
Of course, you suffered your injury this past summer and forced you to miss the volleyball season. How have you? I understand you were cleared like towards several weeks ago. How's it been like in the recovery process and getting ready for this season?
Oh, I definitely think after rehab, like a couple weeks of rehab, that I've definitely grown stronger. Like physically. And so I think that was honestly one of the best bets. Even through an injury, like coming back, I feel really good about it.
Well, a stress fracture of your foot. It's kind of the kind of injury that it'll just heal up. It's not like something that will linger. It just takes time, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So I mean, obviously it was kind of it hurts you to sit on the sidelines, especially during volleyball season, and to just sit there and watch everybody. I mean, that's probably more painful than the injury.
Yeah, it was really tough just because I know all the girls, the senior girls, and it was tough for them. I mean, we had a good season, but it just happens, you know.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts now on this senior season for Monty? Obviously, you got to have big goals, and with this now, you signed. The Hawkeye thing is now done, signed, sealed, delivered. Does that just help you just relax and say, hey, let's just go out there, have fun, and get back to state?
Yep, definitely. The past 2 years, we've made it to state, and we just don't want to make it to state this year. We want to try to go all the way, and we're going to put forth everything we can as seniors and our whole team, really. And we're just really looking forward to the season, and we're going to work hard for it.
So what's the biggest key for this basketball team to make that happen this year?
I think it's coming together as a team and working together and finding each other's strengths and weaknesses and really playing together and just finding, like I said, each other's strengths and weaknesses and using them to our advantage to help them be successful.
Right, and it's going to be some intense competition because Linville Sully and North Mahaska are right there with you.
Yep.
What are those games like, and to be part of those these last few years and now to see more? I mean, that gets you ready for maybe Iowa State in the future, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Especially when you know the night before that it's going to be packed, you know, like, you know what you're going to see. They know what they're going to see, and it's the whole gym's packed. And it's a really good game every year, so.
Well, Shatia, we're just all proud for you, happy for you, proud of you, and excited about your future. But we're also excited about what the senior season will be with Montezuma girls basketball. Congratulations once again, and we'll see you at a game here down the road. Thanks so much.
Yes, thank you very much.
Shatia Wettering, who is officially signed with the University of Iowa women's basketball team, senior from Montezuma, with us here on 1410 KGRN.